Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tennessee high school cheerleaders find a way to sidestep a ban on public prayers at games. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, we've seen this before where government, either voluntarily or under threat of a lawsuit, ultimately tries to censor prayer, and the students push back, and they engage in student-initiated prayer. This is exactly what happened after a Tennessee high school said that its longstanding tradition of public prayer over the public address system prior to the school's sporting events would cease. The school's cheerleaders have started a new game day tradition where they lead the crowd in a pre-game prayer.
Yeah, and it was the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ACLU, like groups, anti-Christian groups like that, that came in and told this school, you've got to stop allowing the use of the PA system for this student-led prayer. Again, the Supreme Court has been abundantly clear on this. It is perfectly constitutional to allow this. But you know, Matt, I am always encouraged when we see young people telling these anti-Christian bigots that they can take their bigotry and jump in a lake with it, frankly. And the students here, the cheerleaders who normally lead the Lord's Prayer over the PA system, they followed the scriptural admonition to be bold as lions, and they did something very impressive here.
Yeah, this tradition of having the public address person announce a pregame prayer goes all the way back to 1930. And this time, however, for the last 80 years, this ceased. And so the Oneida High School had maintained this tradition before the start of the sporting events, but then they stopped after they were threatened by, as you mentioned, the ACLU and Freedom From Religion Foundation. So during this time, instead of a prayer, the school then had a moment of silence. And it was during the moment of silence at the beginning of the game that the cheerleaders began to use that time, and the cheerleaders' co-captain started quietly reciting, "Our Father who art in heaven." And that ultimately rallied the crowd to continue to join this cheerleader in prayer, and they all joined in reciting the Lord's
Prayer.
And
that's what's so cool here. So the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the American Civil Liberties Union, as have those who have tried to assail Christianity since the inception of Christianity, since Christ walked the earth, we have seen that when Christians are persecuted and when they try to constrain or shut down Christianity, that's when Christianity thrives. God uses evil for good, and in this case, he used what they intended for evil for good, for something even far better, far even more glorifying to God. It's just so neat. The crowd wells up with the silent beginning from these, not over the PA system, just a silent whisper of the Lord's Prayer with these cheerleaders holding hands in a circle praying, and the entire crowd joins in to the Lord's Prayer. You know, the glory to God. Thank you, ACLU. Thank you, Freedom From Religion Foundation. Please keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying to persecute Christians, and you are helping the Christian movement grow.
Yeah, this Ann Sexton said in a statement to Fox News that, and she's the director of the Oneida School District, that after she attended a seminar in the summer at a law retreat, she was advised to discontinue the prayer before games. So she came back, and September 12 was the first day of the game for football. And this co-captain cheerleader did not intend to incite the crowd to say the Lord's Prayer. She just started saying it verbally, and then the rest of the cheerleaders began to pick up, and they said it. And obviously it became more noticeable to the crowd. The football players said the prayer. The crowd said the prayer, and according to one of these cheerleaders, she said, it was an unforgettable moment just hearing everybody reciting the Lord's Prayer. It was amazing. Allie Myers, another one of the co-captains for the Oneida cheerleading squad, told Fox and Friends that she feels prayer is necessary for football games. She said, quote, "I feel like our community needs God in it, especially at football games. We pray for the safety of each and every player out there and the cheerleaders and the fans for their drive home. I feel like it needs to be in football games," close quote.
Well, amen, Miss Myers. And you know what? What she has just said there and what she said there is a microcosm for what this nation needs. We need collective prayer like this. We can look to these young people as an example that God used as an example to spur a nation to revival, to prayer. We need to be praying for this entire country collectively, publicly, in government forums and in every public forum across the country. We need to turn our face back to God in these United States, in spite of the fact that there are those like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, ACLU, People for the American Way, that want to deny the historical fact that we are a nation founded in and upon the Judeo-Christian tradition.
You know, something similar to like this happened in West Monroe, Louisiana, where I was called in. Liberty Council represented the school board because for years they had a system over the intercom where the student clubs and representatives would give addresses, and one of the students for a club would give an opening message or prayer. And the ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State, they filed suit against West Monroe, Louisiana. We represented them. What ultimately happened as a result of that is that the students began to come together in mass in Bible clubs, and they had the largest student Bible club or gathering of students in the history of the school, where they gathered in the morning for Bible clubs and Bible study and prayer. And what also happened is the pastors in the community began to get together. I recently spoke to one of the pastors, and this was about 15 years ago, and the meetings of pastors getting together on a regular monthly basis has continued for 15 years. It all started back then when they realized a threat to their liberty, and the pastors began to pull together. They began to pray for their community, work together, and so did the people in the school. I remember on Super Bowl Sunday afternoon in the very cold weather, a few hours before Super Bowl, we gathered in the football stadium for prayer, and the football stadium was packed, full. The infield and the outfield, or the infield and the stands, with 10,000 or so people. So people, when they see that their liberties are threatened and they push back, great things can come. So when they try to suppress our religious viewpoints and our religious freedom, people in the community need to make a stand.
Another example, and what's amazing is that these secular progressive groups don't even realize that their activism is in vain, that their attempts to squelch the spread of the gospel and their attempts to silence Christians, when they do that, they spur Christians to action. They remind us, they remind Christians that we are to engage the Great Commission and spread the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ across the land in every corner of the world. And so the more they push against the reality that is Christ as God incarnate and the reality of that good news, the more they push against that, the more they just create momentum for the word to get out. We should all be encouraged by this.
Well, that's the same thing that happened to Megan and Mandy Chapman when the ACLU filed suit to stop Megan from having a prayer at the graduation. The school graduating class spontaneously engaged in the Lord's Prayer, and Megan gave her testimony, and it went on the local TV and radio and news around on Fox and then on CNN, and then they eventually came to Liberty, and Mandy graduated from Liberty University, so did Megan, and Megan eventually graduated from Liberty University School of Law. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Every time there's adversity, God will turn that into incredible opportunity if one person stands up to make a difference. Again, the website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776 for information. I encourage you to ask for the Silence is Not an Option DVD. It's a DVD we have created for pastors. We've sent it to tens of thousands of pastors around the country. We hope that your pastor gets this as well, or pastors in your community. Ask for the Silence is Not an Option DVD. You can contribute to get this out to churches and pastors around the country. This is a DVD that is designed to replace the muzzle on pastors with a megaphone to encourage them and to support them in speaking biblical values. The myth that the IRS will take away your tax exempt status is just that. And this DVD debunks that myth. Ask for Silence is Not an Option and be a part of the solution. Go to pastorsandchurches.org, our website, and whowillstandrally.com. They go to the same location, pastorsandchurches.org or whowillstandrally.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.